Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, Daily Pop is back. I'm Erin Lim, filling in for Carissa, who recently welcomed a beautiful baby girl. Zoe Grace arrived on April 28th. The whole family is doing really well, and we will check in with them a little later this week. And of course, you all know Morgan Stewart.
Hello, miss you guys so much.
Oh, I missed you so much. And live from New York is Scott Tweedy, who is in for Justin. Hey,
hey there, ladies.
Scott.
Looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
You guys, we are back on TV, so we are going to kick things off with a little Papa Love.
Can't wait.
How about that?
Ready to go.
J-Lo and A-Rod have officially postponed their summer wedding in Italy, and a source tells us that the couple felt it was the safest and smartest choice. A lot of people, they're putting off their weddings right now. They're putting it on hold. I think that really is the wise choice right now. What would you guys do if you were in this situation?
Okay, here's my question, and I genuinely do want the answer from both of you. I'm not asking that facetiously. Indefinitely doesn't mean on hold, right? Like, people that obviously had plans to get married during the quarantine, I understand that they have to now postpone their nuptials and do them at a different time. But to postpone your wedding indefinitely means you're just not having a wedding, correct?
Well, I know a lot of couples right now that have had to postpone, and they're all fighting for new dates in like a year or 2 years. I kind of agree with you, but this, remember, this is J-Lo's fourth wedding. So she's in probably no hurry, and when you're
right?
having a wedding, she's having a wedding. Like, it's gonna be like a Super Bowl 2.0. It's not gonna be just another, you know, gathering in Italy. It's gonna be
no,
a big event.
I get that, but she's also had the weddings of weddings. I get that she hasn't married A-Rod before, but I just feel like it's a strange story to come out with that for no, like, everyone's obviously kind of in the same boat. There's obviously a lot of people that were trying to get married during this time and cannot, but to come out and say that the wedding's been postponed indefinitely sounds like there's trouble in some capacity in the future of them getting married in general.
That's no,
just how-
You're overthinking it.
No.
I think so.
Well, J-Lo even, no, J-Lo said that they have the rest of their lives to spend with each other, so they're in no rush for this particular celebration or party that was going to be had. And I think that they're just working out, yeah, when will be the safest time for large groups to gather again? Because how sucky would that be if they have all of their friends fly into Italy, which we know Italy was really struggling
right.
with this coronavirus, and then people leave the wedding, you know, getting sick. I think that's what they're worried about.
This is a really good opportunity. If you don't like your extended family, your in-laws, and you want to have a uh-huh. wedding where you don't have to invite any of those people, right now is the time to get married.
No, that is very, very
okay,
valid.
Noted.
I agree with that point. I just think it's information from J-Lo and A-Rod that we didn't need to know. Like, obviously everybody's not concerned about that. We assume their wedding's gonna be postponed. I don't know why they had to say indefinitely, but you guys will, I guess time will tell, and we'll see who's right about this.
Well, you know, if you had that invite in that plane ticket, you're probably waiting for them to officially say, guys, we're going to get married later, not this summer. So
okay,
that's
we'll
probably
see.
Just their logic. Okay. Question for you guys. How much do you let your partner flirt with someone else? On the recent Total Bellas, things got all kinds of ugly between Nikki and Artem. Here it is in case you missed it.
Acknowledge me being
no,
there.
Because she didn't know. This what did I do wrong tonight? Because guess what? I ain't gonna put up with this at all.
So what is it?
No, but you have to listen to Artem and what he's feeling.
Okay, Artem, let's hear it. What did I do bad to you tonight?
Tonight was an important night for me.
I've had to deal with a man who ran tonight, which is pretty f***ing embarrassing.
Whoa, so that's obviously not all of it, but as you can tell, there was some alcohol involved. But where do you draw the line when it comes to your man or your woman flirting with someone else? He was not happy. It was supposed to be like a fun date night kind of thing, and he had to pick her up, but she was already intoxicated, and she was just trying to make him jealous. I mean, at what point
do you say something? I think she was pretty lit up. If I was Artem, I would be more upset by how drunk she was versus how much she was flirting. I don't think she flirted that heavily. I think she just was a little bit more relaxed than usual because she had a lot to drink. I don't know, just the whole thing seems a little bit immature. I feel like if you're in a relationship where you want to make your partner jealous, it doesn't seem like it's the healthiest relationship to be in. Or you're like 21, right?
Yeah. I think it's the longer you are together, then the more you can sort of encourage flirting when you're out, and it's a bit of fun. I used to be so cool, calm, and collected with this, and then I got too cool, calm, and collected because my ex-girlfriend ended up cheating on me multiple times. So I was like, I don't have any time for it, really. I don't have time for it now in terms of like full-on flirting. No time for it. If it's like a little bit of fun, a little bit of dancing, and a little bit of like, you know, chatter at the bar, that is fine, but like, choose your partner right. And you know, if you trust each other, you got a great relationship, you don't really care then. They can do whatever they want.
But don't you care, Aaron? Don't you care? I feel like you always care. I feel like if you're in a committed relationship with somebody that you love, I mean, I understand that sometimes it can be a little bit good to kind of interject a teeny bit of healthy jealousy, but you don't want to, at this point in my life, at least for me, I don't want to go to a bar with my partner and have to wonder about him being wasted and then him like going and flirting with somebody to try to make me jealous. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I like how you said healthy jealousy, where it's like you can have a mini conversation like, hey, maybe that was a little too much interaction. But like if you're full on dancing with another woman and you have no idea where you are because you're so drunk and what you're doing,
I'm not here for that.
Nikki and Bree will both be here tomorrow. So of course we're going to get into this a little more and get all the details, what really happened. Yeah, because after that, she then got pregnant. Oh.
That's the makeup sex, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle Obama is opening up about her close relationship with her longtime Secret Service agent, Alan Taylor, in her Netflix documentary, Becoming. Michelle says Alan is more like a brother than an agent. And then this got us thinking, we all spend tons of time with our work wives or work husbands. Does your significant other get uncomfortable when you're with your work
husbands? Morgan's got a couple of work husbands now, because Hunter.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, who's your current? Who's your most husband work husband?
This has been the thing that has plagued me for quite a little bit of time. Yeah, I love that we had that photo ready. That's really exciting. Cool, my shirt is so hot right now. I have a few of them, because they're just so many of you, but I feel like, I don't know. Let's pass this question on to you, Scott. I feel like you're the one away from your girlfriend. You're not living in the same place. How does she feel about you having work wives?
Work wives are all right. I've been in a scenario before, and this is like 6 or 7 years ago, where I actually had been with a girl I worked with, but it was like a one-off thing, and then we were really good friends.
Wait, no, that wasn't clear for anybody. So you had sex with this girl that you're talking about, correct?
We hooked up, Morgan, all right.
Everyone needs to know the details. I can't follow the story if you don't give me details, and no one else can. Okay.
You had sex with this girl once. Yes.
Okay.
Nothing ever happened again. We're really good friends. I started dating a new girl. We're in like a 5-year relationship. And girls always, you can never, ever, ever delete it. And I was really honest with her going like, we've had this history. And from that day onwards, it just never was normal in a working environment knowing that my girlfriend knew what had happened prior to that. So I think if you ever have history, it gets very, very messy. I think if there's no history there at all and you're very professional, there shouldn't be a problem. Once again, choose the right partner.
Scott.
Choose the right partner that trusts you and you trust them, and it's a piece of cake.
I agree with that. I think that if you have a work husband, it has to be the person that you work with and nothing else can happen. Or people,
exactly.
So that's why Hunter and I are a great married couple at work.
Really, really great couple that a lot of people ship.
Like, nauseating.
All right.
Ugh, no, thank you.
No, thank you. It'll happen one day, guys.
Never.
Keep building it. Keep building the tension.
No, it will not happen. If it was going to, and it's never going to. Erin, is there more prompter? What's happening here?
We're going to throw it to commercial, you guys. Up next, would you pop your man's pimples? What about wear a butt mask? We're playing Do It or Ditch It next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
We are back with a new segment we're calling Do It or Ditch It. First up, Justin and Hailey Bieber. Hailey apparently pops Justin's pimples. Listen to what they admitted on their Facebook show, Bieber's on Watch.
You've been picking and prodding at my skin.
Yeah, it's not good to pick up pimples, but
she pops them, she puts like serum and like does masks for me.
This looks so fun to me.
I'm convinced.
Would you guys do this or ditch it?
That every female, there's a bit of a Dr. Pimple Popper, and a lot of girls deny it. Every girl that I've been with has been obsessed with hunting around, trying to find a blackhead, trying to pop a pimple. And I actually really like it as a guy. I don't want to do it myself. I'll lie down on the bed, take my shirt off, and it's a bit of like therapy. You just lie there and you like dig around, like whatever they can find, I'm happy for them. Girls love it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know. Don't deny it, Morgan.
I love it too, but the digging around just made, you know, I've had 2 days of nausea, Scott. That's why I couldn't join you yesterday. So I just am a little light in the stomach area, just like, but you're right. You're 100% right. And I like that you're a good sport about it because some boyfriends are kind of bitches about that and they don't want
no,
that.
No, I reckon they like it. And the success on your face when you get one of those like blackheads where it's, I don't even actually technically know how to find a blackhead or pop one.
Why is he doing hand moments?
You hear like the, yes, they're like, oh, they're like, you won't believe
Scott,
this.
Scott, please, you're just going into too much detail that the viewers don't want.
It's
no,
so
they don't want this.
No, I appreciate it because you're setting the scene for us, right? Like that is exactly what happens, but just all of that happens is just disgusting. So there you go.
It reminds me of, you know what, you see.
My boyfriend will not let me touch his face.
Oh, you have Erin. Oh, you have one.
He will not. I think he loves doing it himself, but I'm like, can I get it? It's ready. And he's like, no, don't do it. And then he'll come back the next day with like having it popped already. I'm like, why didn't you let me do it? I wanted that satisfaction. But we just graduated to him letting me cut his fingernails.
Oh,
so I think the
weird.
Next step
See,
is
that's, can fingernails is then, like, you do that yourself. I think,
can I tell you
I think
something?
The pimple popping's fine.
If I am so crazy about fingernails, if my boyfriend does not have cut fingernails, I can't even, there's no part of my body that's going to engage in any sexual activity. Like, that has to,
like, it's, well, we know what.
No, I'm sorry. It can't be like, oh, I forgot. Absolutely not. Set a timer. Toes and hands. If I have all of this lasered and cut and figured out, your fingernails, like, I will judge somebody if they don't have their toes. I can't even talk about it.
Anyway, we have gone so far off topic, and then that is definitely my fault. But did we ditch or do the pimple popping?
Because
I vote for do it. Okay, great. Yay. We can all agree on that. Up next, we've got what Scott would call a cheeky one. Kesha has been using butt masks with the help of her boyfriend, and she said it brings her happiness. Gotta ask, butt masks. Would you
don't
do it or would you ditch it?
Don't associate me to a butt mask. I don't even know what a butt... Are you talking about, like, can you define this?
I love that we've already got, like, Scott's, like, slang in the prompter. That's my favorite part about this. Like, a cheeky one.
Yeah.
But what is a butt mask?
Cheeky, isn't
it's
that,
like... It's a
mask like,
for
some,
your butt, Scott.
It's a, like, a thing.
But, like, a COVID mask?
Yeah.
Like, so it doesn't...
No. Like a nourishing, hydrating, creamy jelly mask.
Yes, Morgan, don't laugh. That's a genuine, like, but people think that you can get COVID through your butt. I don't know.
No.
Cool. So you want to make it, like, more smooth and more, like, no, once again, no blackheads on your butt. That's what
pretend
you're doing.
Pretend your butt is your face.
Yes.
And you would take care of your butt the way you take care of your face. It's not a COVID surgical mask for your butt. That's only if you get your butt done, which not opposed to that either.
I'm not opposed to this. Like, if someone sent me one, sure, I'll try it. But yeah, I'm not trying to paper mache it. And also, like, my butt is really hydrated and pimple free and really nice on its own. So
I'll
it doesn't need all this
team.
Extra.
I'll try it out. I'll order one. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, yeah, you should. Yeah, give us a cheeky one, you know, and take a little photo of it. They'll put a nice little graphic over it.
So I'm ditching on that one. Scott, you're do it. Morgan, ditch it.
Aaron, I'm following you. Ditch it.
Whether you're quarantined solo or with someone, you can get lonely and very bored. Do you post sexy pics for attention?
Oh, shall we hand the microphone over to Morgan Stewart, who, ladies and gentlemen, she's down from 1.4 million followers to 1.39.
You can't tell people that! That
We've done
was
the order,
us.
And look at this thirst. As soon as she dropped...
Can I, first of all, this was... I
that
want everyone
to know.
Scott was new to the group, and we wanted to make him feel included. So we each told him something personal. I won't mention what Aaron said. And I said that I had dropped in followers in the last few days as an intimate piece of information to make him feel comfortable. And the first moment he has to let you guys know that on TV, he does. So yes, it's true I've dropped in followers, not a lot. I think I just didn't handle my Instagram with care during this time. So now I am subtly posting thirst trap stories and like thirsty-ish photos on the grid that are just really aesthetically pleasing. That photo did help me though in terms of DMs and stuff. So hopefully like
Morgan,
no
more. Morgan, I support you've got to try different content to see what works with the people. You don't know.
Thank you.
It's a very confusing world. Social media right now, there's people cooking, there's people reposting travel photos. Everybody's getting sick of everything. Try it and see what works. And did that
I
work?
Will. It has helped. I'm losing. I'm still on the lower end, but we're gonna get back up there.
I feel like you could get, I feel like you could get even sexier, Morgan. And you know what? Some people post these pics because they need validation or they need love, and it helps them distract them from like the dark place that they're in right now. And sometimes a stranger's validation is what you need to just really cheer you up. There you go.
That's
so with your thirsty pick.
That's basically I'm here in New York City and I've had two winters back to back and I haven't been out in the sun in God knows how long. So I need, there we go. Thank you very much, graphics team.
Why did you pull that up? That's not thirsty.
No,
so PG and not sexy
at
all.
You know what that is?
That's not sexy.
A little bit to the imagination, which it makes it more sexy. That wasn't the best way I could have said that, but that's the way I'm going to stick to right now. Remember when Scott called me out for losing followers? Cool.
That is not thirsty.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, Scott, you're the worst.
Hey
welcome
guys,
to
if you're
the
just
show.
Watching right now and you don't follow Morgan Stewart after the show, please go follow her. Thank you very much.
Please!
All right, you guys. After the break, Gabrielle Union is here. She's talking all about her famous family and her nightmare at home. Stick around.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Joining us now is the one and only Gabrielle
Union. Hi, guys. How are you guys
Hello.
Doing?
So good now that you're here, honestly, because I feel like you are crushing quarantine.
Yeah.
Therefore, we need to just learn from the master.
I'm trying to make the best of it. You know, as long as there's cinnamon rolls and wine, I'm going to get through the day.
Cinnamon rolls and wine, I will take it. Also, congratulations on your new book, Welcome to the Party, out now. It's topping all of the charts for children's and family books, especially on Amazon. It's one click at the top of the list, and you get it at your doorstep the next day. So it's pretty amazing.
The response has been tremendous, and I think it says a lot about the changing nature of families and how we celebrate families and how we look at families and how we respect all different kinds of families. You know, we were able to have Cobb via our surrogate, and she was so amazing, and she gave us the gift of our little nugget. And so many families are being built and expanded, and whether that be through blended families or adoption or foster care or just those loose and formal bonds between family and community members, where you just raise the children that need to be raised, or the concept of a chosen family where you have like older teens and grown-ass people who are feeling loved and accepted and embraced.
I know that Caviar is very young, but how has the book been received? Tough audience? Did she like pictures?
You know what? She loves looking at the back of it, which is actually her. So she's already very Hollywood. She's like, oh, me, this is amazing, this book. Tell me more. Back to me. So she likes looking at the picture of me and her on the back. It has not cracked her top fives.
I just love it. And you have said that Zaya, not a fan of your homeschooling techniques.
Zaya loves her teachers and really believes firmly in their abilities. Less so confident in Dad and I's abilities as teachers. So she's like, you know what, I'm cool. I'm gonna be an independent learner here, and anything I can't get, not gonna ask you guys. I'm gonna wait for my tutors to be available on Zoom. I'll see you guys at dinner.
To summarize it then, there was a report card for you and Dwayne from Zaya, what would she give you?
Oh,
what would your marks be?
For respecting boundaries and allowing the professionals to be the professional. Making sure she's got proper Wi-Fi, we're getting an A+.
And if you have proper Wi-Fi, we could also get fit with you. With fit on.
On those rare occasions that I am feeling, you know, trying to get out and get moving, I became involved in Fit On, which is a free fitness app. And Dwayne was very kind to offer his services as a professional celebrity trainer. I did not realize how serious he would take that while my husband is like eager beaver trainer in front of us. And we're like, you know.
We've heard you joke that Dwayne's retirement is like being a total nightmare. What's it really like?
He retired so he could spend more time with the family, but none of us are used to each other being around this much. And he has a lot to say about everything. Again, something that none of us are really that used to. So this has been a bit of a transition. I shouldn't have said nightmare. Perhaps that might have hurt someone's feelings. I will say it is a challenge for me personally with all of the commentary. Kind of like him as a celebrity trainer, he offers a lot of notes.
Well, I think we're all finding that. We're all learning about everyone and everything. Yes, absolutely. As well.
Gabrielle, congratulations again. Thank you so much for stopping by. Stay safe,
you guys
stay
too.
Sane,
thank
and
you guys
healthy over there.
I appreciate it.
All right, let's get Morgan back in here for one last topic. Jennifer Aniston is so bored of TV, she's moved on to watching The Laundry Machine. She posted an Insta story of herself watching her clothes spin. So I gotta know about you guys. What is the weirdest thing you've done in lockdown because you've been so bored?
I guess gaining 4 pounds is the weirdest thing I've done in lockdown, and like baking pie, which is the result of all that weight.
I get really skinny if I don't go to the gym, so I'm trying to put on muscle. So I built out of water bottles. Look at these dumbbells. And I've been trying to get these little chicken arms bigger, and it's just not working. So.
Way to be crafty. Well, I said it earlier in the show, and that's cutting my boyfriend's nails. Oh, and you know what? And he actually helps me take off my nail polish. It's pretty freaking weird, but also
that's
oddly
really
satisfying. All right, that's all the time we have, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Tune in tomorrow for the Bella Twins. Plus, if you want more Morgan, be sure to watch Nightly Pop tonight at 10. Woo! Go,
and
Morgan,
follow
go.
Follow her on Instagram.
Bye. Bye, guys.